Hello, Saints. So today I have a study called Your Fleshly Worship Means Nothing to Jesus. And I'll start in John 4:23-24. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that word worship, transliterated means proskuneo, and it means basically like a dog licking his master's hand. It's to fawn or crouch to, that is literally or figuratively prostrate oneself in homage, to do reverence, to adore. So that which pleases the flesh, does it please God? Romans 8:7-8, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That word carnal, transliterated, means sarx. And that means flesh as stripped of the skin that is strictly the meat of an animal, as food or by extension the body, as opposed to the soul or spirit. So the very meat of man cannot please God. That which titillates the brain, the senses, the fancies of man, and supposed worship of God is in fact worship of the senses. If Christ says, crucify the flesh, it is not a suggestion but a command. Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. The flesh in that verse is the same word as carnal, sarx, and that's the flesh as stripped of the skin that is strictly the meat of an animal. If man is focused on senses, how can he please God? If he's focused on the lovely sound of the music, or the grand temple building, or the brilliant light show, or the flattery of the tongue, or the immodestly dressed men and women, or the smell of incense, how can he please God who desires worship in spirit and truth? God accepts no worship outside of the truth. If you live in willful sin or of fake worship, you will be damned, if not repented of, no matter how majestic the harp sounds in your favorite Christ Mass song. Hebrews 10:26-27. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Are you willing to kill your flesh and sing in the Spirit unto the Lord? No? It has to sound good? Are you made to please yourself or God? Does God accept what sounds good to man? Luke 16:15. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Is this not man-pleasing? Is it redeeming the time to make things sound, look, or act pleasing to men if the flesh doesn't please God? 2 Timothy 2:4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. 1 Peter 4:6-7. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Are we called to please men? Galatians 1:10. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. So my admonition to you is, stop your fleshly worship. God desires the life of man for his purposes, not the foolish praise which man loves. Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil.